CD 1. Track 21.
Right, so let's meet our guest speaker. Anthropologist, author of Men and Women, The Real Difference, Dr. Olga Fedotov.
Good evening. Thank you. Look around you. What do you see? Other people. Some are male, some female. Black people, white people, brown people, practically every colour except blue or green. Most of you are in your 20s or 30s, but I can see some middle-aged faces, a few adolescents, and even one or two elderly people like me. Some of you are short, some tall, and some average height. Some of you are slim, others a bit plump or overweight. Some have long, straight, fair hair, others curly, dark hair, and some are totally bald like Ian. Most of you are clean-shaven, but I can see one or two splendid moustaches and beards. Fortunately, only on the men. Look around. There's someone with straight white teeth, someone with a prominent chin and a long nose, someone with bushy eyebrows, green eyes and freckles, brown eyes and a clear complexion, broad shoulders, thin lips, long fingers, bright eyes. We're all so different. But we're all human beings, the same species, Homo sapiens. There are 6.5 billion of us, and we've been around for 200,000 years. But nothing lasts forever. In his novel, The Time Machine, H.G. Wells predicted a future with two distinct human species. The Eloi, delicate, happy, peaceful creatures, with pink skin, curly hair, small ears, and large eyes. And the Morlocks, bigger, stronger, uglier, who live underground and eat the Eloi. Science fiction? Yes. But I believe that humans may become two different species. Those who depend on machines and those who don't. The humans who depend too much on technology, who let machines do everything for them, will lose the ability to communicate, to work in teams. They will become short, fat, slow, lazy, and ugly. But the people who don't depend on machines will evolve differently. They will be 3 meters tall and will live for 150 years. They will be healthy, intelligent, sociable, and creative. The women will develop smooth, hairless skin. The men will have stronger jaws, deeper voices, and be more athletic. But is this what we all want?